So glad you could join us Sunday night. We are at the beautiful Fox Hills on a beautiful day, I might add.
Afternoon.
I was going to say, BC.
I had a ski cap on this morning.
Right on that note, we're almost, the way it crept up in the afternoon, like after the rain, we're almost getting to the type of weather you like. I think it topped out at 80 today.
80 and humid.
Yeah, so we're almost there.
Almost. 85 was perfect. Yep.
In the meantime, Jordan Young is in Vegas. Where are you at triple digits yet, or is it still too early for that, Jordan?
No, it was about 72, 75 today, so not too bad out here.
It's colder there.
Wow. Yeah.
It was nice. Yeah, it was sunny, no wind, beautiful day.
Ooh,
beautiful
wow.
day.
Wow.
It's like Palm Desert.
What are you doing out there? Let's get that out of the way right now.
Last event of the Oxford National Pro-Am. So we're at South Shore. We're at Cascada and Spanish Trail. So, yeah, again at the Bellagio. And the Golden Knights took a hard one on the chin last night. So everybody was a little cranky today.
They got their A double, you know what?
Did they ever?
Yeah, there was a lot of Oilers jerseys around last night.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's good. A lot of people here packed in Vegas right now. It's been crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. You know what? For me, Jordan, I'm an off the strip guy. If I have my druthers for whatever it's worth, I'll go
Red Rock. I'm up there.
Okay. I'll go down to Mandalay. I'll just go to the other side and just you guys all go be wacky and zany downtown.
Well, we went off campus last night.
And, did you?
We went over to the Wynn with Team Wrexham. The soccer club, or footballers, as you say. And they had a nice little kickoff party, and their owner, Ryan Reynolds, and the guys there flew them out from.
Oh, no kidding.
They got promoted, right? They won that big game. So,
yeah.
They've been out here for about 4 days and having a good time. And we know some of the handlers there. So they invited us over, and we spent an hour or two over there. It was a good time. It was a pretty cool place. Never been to the Wynn before. Pretty fancy.
By the way, just to let everybody know what is going on, there was an incredible list that came out that, like, when I saw this list, I was like, I cannot wait.
Incredible list.
That's the reason why I can't wait to talk to these guys about this list.
Stuff. It's a pile of stuff.
Just both of their reactions is why I could not wait to talk about this list. Because I think Jordan has probably played about 80% of these. And BC has played 107% of these courses.
So I played every one of them.
He read. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But Wells Fargo Championship, Wyndham Clark shot 19 under. Xander finishes
Wyndham's
second.
First victory.
Yep. Xander, 4 strokes back. Harris English just behind that. It was funny. It was kind of – this was one of those weekends. It just seemed like the leaderboard was moving up and down. Our buddy Lashley was shooting well after the first couple days, then followed that up with a 71-75. He'll always have a place in our hearts around here. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Based on, of course, his performance at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, which is not that far away when you think about it. I mean, 8 weeks from now, we'll be out there for Championship Sunday. A special two-hour show, as always, will be out there. But this is what they call burying the lead in the business. Mike Parsons knows exactly what I'm talking about. Now, I don't even know, Jordan.
Burying the what?
The lead.
Oh, okay.
You, Jordan, golf.com came out with this. Was it a couple days ago? When exactly did this come out? Because I was out of town and I saw your message.
I don't know. I just shared. I don't really read very well. So I just looked at this and shared. So, you know, usual suspects on this list. Mix of private clubs, some public facilities. I think, you know, when you asked us about this top 25 list, you do have to segregate, I don't know, like you call them tournament courses or clubs. I don't know. I mean,
see what
there's
I said.
Some on mm-hmm. here. Yeah. There's some on here that, I mean, the obvious ones, Franklin Hills, great. Oakland Hills, great. You know, Meadowbrook's up there at 7 and Orchard Lake at 8. I don't see an Eagle Eye on here at all. I mentioned that online.
Ta-da.
You've got Barton Hills at 20.
20.
You've got Detroit Golf Club at 17. So I'm just kind of going through the country clubs. Indian Wood Country Club, you know, I think it's better days were 10 to 15, 20 years ago.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you don't, if we're talking about condition or bones.
Well, condition lately has not been great, but I tell you what, it's a great golf course. It's a great golf course.
Yep.
You know, condition courses, some of these in the top 10, I would question, but you know, if you're a golf snob like BC, you know, you're going to go by the design and the playability of the course. And then obviously the condition. And I'm kind of the same way. So.
All right. So then I'm going to repeat the question and I'm going to let you guys both explain it.
Let me define the parameters, which they, you know, I got the parameters here with these knuckleheads. Okay. I will call them knuckleheads.
Okay.
Our focus is on design and architecture. We study the course, not the trappings around it. Okay. So based on that, they screwed up.
Okay.
They really massively screwed up. Okay, we'll start there. Okay, you can go ahead, Jordan.
Are you going to elaborate on that?
Yeah, because that makes no sense at all to me. If they did that, then the golf courses down at the bottom of the list would be in the top of the list. I know what this list is. This is another paid advertising list. That's all this is. That's the way it used to be until they went a different route. And now guess what? They've gone right back to a paid advertising list, 100%. The Loop at number four, believe me, it's my home. It's where I like to go. But the Loop is not number four in the state of Michigan. You know,
no.
Franklin Hills isn't, you know, two or three. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
But, you know, Belvedere is not nine in the state. I mean, look at these courses. Detroit Golf Course North, Lost Dunes, Point O' Woods, down at the bottom of the list. These are places that don't want anybody to know that they're there, first of all. So they're not paying for advertising. Wuskewan, a really good golf course and a really, really fun layout. And it's a sleepy place. Nobody wants to know it. That should be in the top 10, no doubt.
No, that's a great – I mean, how many people even know where West Olive is? Like, I'm not being funny.
It's over there.
Yeah, right? It's over there. That's about all I know.
Right.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the top 10 before we go to a break, and I'm going to try to rephrase a question to both of you guys. You have a chance to play at any three courses in the state. Player's choice, your preference. BC and Jordan, save this for when we come back, okay? Hate to put you on the spot, but I got to do it for the sake of having the conversation. There are three courses. Jeff Marcereau, the almighty, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, says, boys, we're going to take a trip. I want to take BC to the three top places he wants to play in the state. I want to take Jordan Young to the three top places in the state. What would those places be? Hold those thoughts, because very quickly before we hit the break, number 10 on this list, again, courtesy of golf.com, Arcadia Bluffs, the South Course in Arcadia. 9, BC brought this up, Belvedere in Charlevoix. 8, Orchard Lake Country Club. 7, Meadowbrook Country Club out there in Northville. Bloomfield Hills Country Club comes in at 6. Franklin Hills Country Club comes in at 5. The Loop up in Roscommon at 4. Kingsley Club comes in at 3. Crystal Downs at 2. And the South Course at Oakland Hills, which I don't hear too many people complain about that course. Don't hear too many people complain about that course. Well, I think that might change when we come back. He's BC, Jordan Young. In Vegas, of course, Mike Parsons, our engineer out here at Fox Hills. Glad you can join us. My name is Sean Bellegian. This is Spin on Golf on 760 W. Well, as Mr. Big Voice said, yes, we are only 8 weeks away from, well, it's Detroit's major. How's that? We love it.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Rocket Mortgage Classic. And of course, more news will be coming out, I'm sure, in the next few weeks, and hopefully we can chat with Jason Langwell again. I heard Jason on this morning for a long segment with Mark Hollis, which was pretty cool to listen to. I happen to be in the car for that.
So update on the greens. Jordan asked me, someone blinking? Who's blinking?
That wasn't me.
No,
I swear.
Sorry, that was me.
Okay. I talked to, who's a golf pro out there yesterday? I just called the pro shop number, and he answered, Josh. And Josh said, yeah, the greens were damaged, Roundup or some other some other thing, and said they're being reseeded, I think, this week, and they should be good by definitely by the Whistler.
Good.
So 11 and 12. So the Michigan Metal Play, which is there this week, the Pete Green Michigan Metal Play, they're playing the South exclusively.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, that's good, what good, Langwell good. Said, too.
Yep.
Now, what's interesting about this is we say his name and he shall appear. Jeff Marcero is sending out a lot of texts, throwing out some of the courses that he likes. But before we went to the break, and I want to make something crystal clear when I say this, and I'm not going to speak for BC or Jordan, but I think in this case, I think I can. It's not like these guys dislike any of these courses. Everybody's got their personal preference, right? So there's no disrespect involved in this at all. You know, and I want to make that clear for the boys' behalf, but
no matter the tone of BC's voice.
What tone? Do I have a tone or a slant?
I mean, he doesn't really mean it.
Now, this is conservative talk radio, isn't it? Yeah, you talk conservatively?
Yes, it is. Ooh, yes, yes, it is. But you know what, Jordan, I'm going to start with you. Jeff Marcero says, Jordan, we are literally going to take a tour, a spin on golf tour. What three golf courses would you like to golf this week? We'll go to one day, one the day after that, the day after that. By the way, Marcero being the great guy he is, he's going to pick up the tab for everything. He just found that out.
As long as there's no force carries, we're okay with Marcero.
Yes. But, Jordan, if you had to do that, what three would you pick in the state?
Gee, I'm going to have to go with Crystal Downs first. Franklin Hills is definitely going to be on the list. I always love Franklin. It's in such great shape. And it's a great design. Greens are immaculate. The third one, you know, I'm going to go with my feel-good course that's not on the list that I just really, really enjoy playing, and it's Groseal Country Club. Those are my three. I actually played it on Thursday, and I just they've made some great changes out there. They took some trees out. They're taking more out. The greens were awesome. New, you know, bunkers. It's just, I just love the place. A lot of fun. Those are my three.
Let me add to that. Talk about somebody who's done a lot with nothing. Groseal. Now, if Groseal was up here, best golf course in the area. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunately it's down there. It's a great golf course. I never really warmed up to it. I won some junior tournaments there, but you know what? It was overgrown. There's a lot of willows. But anyway, now that they've cleaned it out, and you can see the topo and the green complexes are really visible from the fairway. It is a real. There's a Donald Ross gem right there. I mean, it's awesome.
You were explaining that during the break. I mean, there are just certain things that you like, and you know what Donald Ross brings to the table.
Right, right.
And for those who don't know, topo is topography.
Oh, topo. Yes. Yeah, topography. Right. Sorry.
Talking to Sean. BC, could you pick three?
I go Crystal number one by far. I go Indian Wood Old number two, according to this list. Okay, I'm going on design and architecture.
Okay.
Wilfred Reed, 1928, which he did Fox Hills at that same time also, the classic. And then I go number three. I go to Kingsley.
Okay.
Kingsley. That was close for me. It's close.
Design, cool. He made an old-style golf course today. I mean, today, 20 years ago. So he did a good job of making it feel old, feel that charm and that's way back setting, as you could say. But it's tough to do with modern architecture. They just don't present that. And Mike DeVries did a great job.
You know what's interesting? We've said this, Jordan, excuse me, very quickly. We've said this since I started working on the show with you guys. I get it. A lot of people want to plan their exotic golf trips and everything. There are so many courses to see in this state that you legitimately don't need to. Now, a guy like you, BC, who's been everywhere, sure, something like that. And I know our buddy Dave Lorenz, if he's listening, is shaking his head going, yes, sir, you don't need to leave the state of Michigan.
No.
But, like, no, all jokes aside, you don't need to. There's literally something for everybody.
Right. I was always taught as a kid, if you can't beat your competitors in Michigan, why would you leave and try to beat guys outside your state? And I kind of feel that same way. You know, the guys I play with in the wintertime down in Florida, I'm like, you guys got to come up. And there's a couple groups of guys coming up to play for 3 weeks in northern Michigan. They're like, well, are we going to play the same golf course? I'm like, no, you're going to play a different golf course
every day.
3 weeks.
Isn't that great?
You're like, wow, they can't be that good. I'm like, first of all, you can have 10 really good ones at Boyne, Forest Dunes. You go to Arcadia. You know, let's just keep going. Let's go up to Sweetgrass. Let's go up to Gray Walls. Let's play all these.
Now you're up to about 18.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm just tipping the iceberg. I haven't even named them all yet.
I was going to, is there a favorite for you guys in the UP?
Treetops.
I love the UP. I'm a UP guy all day. Is there a favorite up there?
I would say Boyne, the Boyne properties. I mean,
no, UP. UP.
Oh, we're going up. actually, I've never played golf up there.
Really?
Never played golf in the UP.
He's played north of the UP, but he's never
played north of the UP.
That's played
way up.
Like way north. Is there one for you up there, BC?
I like Gray Walls.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's out of a granite plate, whatever plant, what do you call that? But cool, quirky. And Jordan's been overseas and played Scotland. They're quirky in their own way, and you kind of appreciate them. The golf just shouldn't be just perfectly manicured, beat it down the middle, and then hit it on the green. It's got to be some quirkiness to it. That's golf to me,
Do they have gorse up there?
No, they have a lot of fescue, though, but no gorse. Thank goodness.
Good.
That stuff's nasty.
Marcero, let me make sure. Marcero added Gray Walls, UP's best, Sweetgrass underrated.
Does he want to be on the show or what?
I think so. Marcero, we got a seat open, right?
Yeah, that lazy butt can't get here. What the heck?
Sweetgrass. He loves his Sweetgrass up there.
Well, that's a that's a paid trip. I mean, I'd love it too if I went up there. Pyatt won a tournament. They won it, whatever. They went up there and played their collegiate spring opener or fall opener up there. And he played up there and they like it,
That's a beauty about shooting up from our neck of the woods. I mean, you can go a couple hours, play one day at one place, go a couple hours the next day, play another course. Maybe make that little long drive to head deeper into the UP because anybody who's been up there, as BC,
it's driving.
You're driving.
Yeah.
You think the funny thing is you think like once you across the bridge, you're like, oh, cool, I'm in the UP. Oh, no, your adventure has just begun. I mean, that's the way it is if you're going to Marquette or going over to, the Keweenaw Peninsula and all that. I mean, you are really driving if you go out that way. But I mean, that's the beauty of our state, and it's part of the reason why we do this show here is to talk about things like this.
We're all set.
Yep.
All set. Yep. Our show's got it all set up. Let's go. Sweetgrass, Sage Run is up my alley. You're right, Jeff. And Mike DeVries place up there at Gray Walls Marquette. Even the other golf course at Marquette Country Club, the old golf course is kind of cool, quirky, old school, a little rough on the edges. I kind of like that. Like a Belvedere. Belvedere is cool. They reinvented that. There is so much good golf in Michigan. It's unbelievable.
The thing is with Belvedere, you've talked about Belvedere a ton and I hadn't played it. And then I started playing it with you guys and played it about six or seven times. And it's just the design. The design is super cool.
Yep.
But when we played it, it was always slow. And I don't mean slow in the pace. I'm talking about the firmness. It was always long and kind of wet. And the grass was a little sticky. So to play that course, maybe when it's dry and fast later in the year, I think would be a totally different golf course, and play differently. But I thought the design, and you appreciate it the more and more you go play, especially those Donald Ross courses. Nicholas courses
clubhouse
are great too. I like Nicholas courses.
The bear's
not even on this.
Freaking awesome. Yeah, another one. Where's the bear? The bear, maybe the conditioning's gone down, but we're talking about the bones.
Yeah.
Guess we're out.
That's a great spot. It is. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you want some looks, if you're one of those people, you like the looks with a course, the surroundings, boy, it's pretty tough to beat that up there.
Cool
gosh, taking a look at that bay. You never, ever
Bay Harbor.
Tired of it. Bay Harbor. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So listen, when we come back, going to check in with what is going on in the LPGA. Some more talk about some of the famous and favorite courses in our area. Don't go anywhere. It is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. We are just 8 weeks away from the Rocket Mortgage Classic Championship Sunday. We can't thank our friends at Rocket Mortgage enough for making sure that we do this show. And certainly we do our best to tell everybody about what we affectionately call Detroit's major right here on 760 WG.
All right, welcome back in. It is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night here, 760 WJR. Programming note, next week we are 6 to 7. The week after that, we are 6 to 8. And if you can't figure out why we're 6 to 8,
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, come on, man, it's the PGA. So okay. I'm glad that we can do those 2-hour shows. No doubt about that for the championship. As
you,
we'll
Mr.
do.
Yeah, Marcelo.
Marcelo. Well, we get Marcelo. A free trip up north, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good day. Yeah, it's Marcelo. A good day. Thanks, Jeff.
Marcelo's just writing checks left and right right now.
Right.
Yeah, and then we'll have the 2-hour show as well when we're out at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We were talking about this during the break. Now, normally, if you follow the show, Mike Fay is all about what's going on in the LPGA. What are your guys' thoughts on this tournament?
I
think it's kind of cool.
I think you got to let Jordan have this one.
Well, I mean, I don't know a lot about it. I can't even pronounce the name, but Hanawa Life Plus International Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously it's a team event. It's by country. I believe there's 8 countries: Sweden, Thailand, USA, Australia, Korea, China, Japan, and England. They do kind of a round robin type thing, like a one-on-one. They play 3 matches. They get points, they accrue points. And then, right now they're down to the semifinals and the finals. So third place is, between Sweden and the Americans, and the finals are between the Australians and Thailand.
Thailand, yep.
So there's a lot of vowels in those girls' names. Obviously, we know the Jatanagarns and Mike Fay's favorite, Tavatanovit and Thitkul. They're playing Kirisu, Hannah Green, Minji Lee, and I think it's Sarah Kemp, is it? Sarah?
Yep. Well, there's 2 individual matches and 1
two on two.
Yes.
So I think it's kind of cool. I mean, just mix it up a little bit.
They do kinda more. You got to agree. They do more for their tour, for excitement for golf. They do more than any other golf tour in the world does to make it go. I mean, they work their butts off. So I almost
I was clapping.
They're great.
BC, there's nothing wrong with that. I like it. Switch things up. Do some things like that. Get the nationality
Play the
involved.
2 person right up here, in Midland, here in about a month or so. Yeah, they do a phenomenal job of showing different ways to play golf. And
that's why I think this show, and not only because of a personal reason, but we have certainly been more, accepting, embracing of the way that Liv does things. It's different. There's nothing wrong with different. There's absolutely nothing wrong with different. And I think, sometimes, you get the old bit stereotype of, well, this is the way we've always done it. No, and I'm glad that I work with a couple guys who are old school golfers who at least are willing to open your mind and say, okay, let's try this. Let's do something different.
5 years ago, I never would have said.
Really?
No.
Nope.
What
way.
Changed for you?
No, Jordan knows me too well.
No. What changed for you?
I'm not going to say COVID, and I just thought it got too stodgy. And this Liv definitely opened my mind or my eyes up. And I knew what was going on the PGA Tour, the insider. Dale, we don't want you in there. And I went through it at the Champions Tour. I'm an outsider king, but it was too much of an exclusive club where you couldn't break the ice. You couldn't. Now, I had a vested interest in the Live Tour, and I still do, but James wasn't ready to play the PGA Tour. He proved it, and he needed a place to play, and someone was going to pay him. I'm like, hey, here's a different avenue. What's wrong with this avenue? I personally don't see anything wrong with it now, and, I've got a vested interest, but I think it's great, and I think there should be more of them, and it should be the point where we had a guy down in Latin America who didn't play great today, but he finished in the top 30, and Bo Brial, but he's not going to make his expenses finishing the top 30 down in Latin America.
Jordan, is it safe to say you've kind of had the same epiphany as BC has?
Yeah, I'm not getting paid, but but that aside, I think I would have said that BC would be far away from this
yep.
3 or 4 years ago, because he's very traditional, like khaki pants and a navy top. But, you know, kudos to him for opening up and kind of accepting some change. You know, obviously he's vested interest, but, you know, I like when the girls do different stuff. I think,
yeah.
I think the PGA Tour got a little stale, and I think the Champions Tour, you know, you talk about good old boys that shut people out. Ooh, I mean, Tim O'Neill that finished 10th on the Champions Tour this week. I didn't realize he was 50, but he's a rookie and he played pretty well. And he had to go through school, qualifying school, which a lot of people don't know. Like, you know, hey, oh, you're 50? Oh, you could go play on the senior tour. I'm like, yeah, right. I can't even play in Michigan. How am I going to go play on the toughest tour in the world? They don't realize how difficult it is.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's changed on that, BC, but what is there, 6 spots now?
5 spots. Every spots? Qualifying school, and then they do a reshuffle come. Might be the reshuffle after this week. And if you're a non-exempt player, category number one, lifetime earnings, which is like $10.5 million right now.
You haven't We're made talking Champions Tour.
Champions Tour. If you haven't made $10.5 million on the regular tour, you're not fully exempt right now on the Champions Tour. And a guy like Tim O'Neill did not make $10.5 million. So he went through Q school, got through Q school. But per the first, you know, 7 of 8 events, if he's not in the top 36, he's on the outside looking in, like Tom Gillis is right now.
Yeah.
It sucks. And he's got to go back to Monday, Monday qualifying.
But you look at the guys. I'm sorry, Sean. But
no, go ahead.
You look at the guys that are still playing and doing well. Like Jimenez is still playing great. He's second. Brett Quigley, Lee Jansen, Steve Stricker, Mayfair still playing. Longer, Triplett, Chaka, Montgomery, Ells, Stankowski, Flesh, Appleby, Mediate. I mean, there's like on
same
and on.
Guys,
Darren Clark, Jeff
right,
Manger.
Same guys we've been watching on TV for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same, Tom Gillis. Same guy.
Tom Gillis, T24.
Oh, Tommy made a nice check. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, good. I mean, yeah, it's not that easy. And you go down the list to see the guys that missed the cut, and you could, well, shouldn't say missed the cut, but, you know, Carlos Franco, Jason Bone, Nota Begay was playing, Duffy Waldorf, Chris DeMarco, Olin Brown, Scott McCarron, Rob LeBritz. I mean, Retief Kuzin, these guys aren't bad, right? Yeah. I mean, you're not going to see too many club pros in there, although there's one.
For the record, I used to love going to the tournament in Dearborn because those guys were so cool. To me, it just they were there. They were obviously taking it serious. I don't want to demean that, but it was a different vibe. It really was. It was a different vibe, and it was so many of the guys that you know, for me, I grew up watching and everything. They come by and shake hands and, you know, take a picture and stuff like that. It was a great event out there. I really miss that.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's changed to a point because those guys back then, you'd say Nicholas is the back end of that. They played for nothing.
Yeah.
They played golf because they loved to compete and they loved to play golf. They drove in their cars. You know, my mentor drove in his car. Drove to the next site with his wife and kept playing. It wasn't the money. It was the competition. And then they got this senior tour going. You know, Arnie and the guys got the senior tour going. And they're like, oh, my God, we're getting paid to do what we really love?
Yeah.
Amazing. So, yeah. Of course, they're in a good mood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was a great event.
Yep.
Speaking of the Live, of course, they're going to be in Tulsa next week. Cedar Ridge Country Club in Tulsa. Is it just me, fellas, and you guys are closer to it than I am, but a lot of the anti-LIV rhetoric seems to be dissipating?
No.
Okay.
Let's say we don't get a top 10 or a top 20 in the PGA.
Okay.
It's back.
Okay.
It's quieted down for a little bit, but there's, I mean, come on. I'm going to talk about the media. I guess I'm kind of one of them. But I guess I'm going to talk about the media, but 97.8% of them are against this Live, and they're just waiting for something to pounce on.
Well, I think there's legitimacy there, no doubt.
Well, there's no doubt about it. So as soon as Phil opens his mouth, and I've seen this personally, they're going to be all over Phil. You know, it's just the way it is. So, no, it's quieted down for a spell after Augusta. They kind of proved it with Brooks and a couple of the guys playing really well, but it's still there.
Jordan, what's your take on that?
Let it develop. I'm done talking about it. I just don't. It's like, whatever. Let's just see what happens here in the next year.
I feel the exact same way.
Like, I don't care anymore.
It just seems to me like there isn't a lot of negative stories coming out about Liv anymore. And so that's why part of me is sitting back like you guys thinking, okay, maybe it's going to stay away. But as you said, BC, it's almost like, okay, just wait. There's going to be something to pounce on soon.
Yeah, let's hang on.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I had a Liv tour event I had on out west when I was working with Dave Damesworth, and the guy said, oh, geez, Christ. Yeah, figures you got one of those on.
I'm like, figures.
What does that mean? He goes, what? You know, don't even get me started. What a bunch of idiots. I'm like, okay. Uneducated dude.
The first question I would have had is, dude, do you know what you're about to get yourself into?
Yeah.
There's going to be a Category 4 named BC coming your way in about 2 seconds.
Public service announcement. The Leafs just scored. Thank you very much.
All right, final segment of the show coming up on a Sunday night, including. Do I even have to say it? The punk of the week. We'll have that next here on Spit on Golf on a Sunday night. So glad you could join us. 760 WJR. All right, so final segment of the show. A lot of things to get into. Not only do we have, as we tease, the POW, but we also have the PSA. Jordan's got a PSA, and we were like, yeah, it's a good idea, Jordan. Way to go, JY.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to come out of my shell here, but
you know, it'd be amazing if Mikey would have more than 2 minutes on the, you know, his own little segment too. I mean, that'd really be bringing him
rule of the week.
Rule of the week.
Yeah,
with so Mikey Bay,
he can do that.
Yeah.
So that's my deal. I mean, I've noticed lately with the rule changes and with a lot of the kids coming in and adults, because the adults are worse as far as thinking they know and they don't know. And I tell you, I don't know. But the kids are really getting, I don't want to say taken advantage of, but they have to be careful and protect themselves and the field when they're playing in events, that they're getting the right ruling. You know, there's not going to be top rules officials out on the golf course. A lot of places might have a rules official that's in charge of the event, but there might be college kids or some other rules parents out there that might not be fully qualified. I mean, it just depends on the event that you're at. You know, if you go to college events, there's 4 or 5 guys. And then if you have an issue, you text or call. But just watch some YouTube videos. You go to usga.org or whatever, and, you know, figure some of these simple rules out, like a plugged lie in the rough. You don't play a ball from a plugged lie in the rough, the fairway, or anywhere. It's a drop. Just simple things, ground under repair drops. You know, in BC, you talked about putting your club behind the ball and pushing the grass down. I mean, you can't do that. You can't stand on trees or twigs and all that stuff. I had 2 kids that were penalized some strokes for not, it wasn't a correct ruling, and it's a shame. So do yourself a favor, watch some of these rules on videos. It's not boring. You don't have to read. That's my first one. Now I'll let BC go to his punk of the week, but I've got a second one, which is probably pretty important too.
How about we save BC's punk of the week till last?
Okay. That's kind of like
the main course. Is that
all
right?
Okay. Yeah. We'll give him the hammer. That's okay. I mean, I'm okay with that.
All right. Can I, you know, Jordan, though, all jokes aside, it is amazing the things you can find on YouTube if people actually take the time.
Yep.
And I'm not being funny, because I am sorry, it's not exactly golf, but I hope it hammers your point home. I am the least Mr. Fixer Upper in the history of Mr. Fixer Uppers. And these how-to videos on YouTube, I fix so much crap where I sit back and go, I can't believe I did that. And
they're great.
I mean, it's especially when golf is something you're passionate about. Go find that on YouTube. It's amazing some of the videos you can
watch. Be careful which videos for instruction you watch.
Well,
exactly. But it's good for us, Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just keep watching those videos and just keep Okay, we'll straighten you up.
Okay.
Yeah, not for instruction as much as rule changes and things like that. Certainly go see a PGA professional, no doubt.
So my second thing is, parents, stop trying to overcoach your kids. I'm seeing it a lot lately. I don't know if it's the second wave of Earl Woods.
You just stole my thunder.
Now, it's okay. I didn't even know what you're going to talk about. But my whole point is here, you have to, I don't care what sport your son or daughter is playing, you have to let them fail. Failing is huge. You can learn so much from failing and not winning or making mistakes. If they don't do it on their own, they're never going to learn. Now, you can guide them a little bit along their journey, but let them do their own thing. So if you have a little one, who drop them off at the course, let them go experiment on the putting green, let them go experiment on Strategic Fox, let them go experiment and self-explore in the short game area, let them try stuff. I grew up on the range picking up golf balls with a sand wedge for 3 hours. That's the only thing I did. I didn't have a ball picker. I didn't have any of that stuff. That's how I learned to do a bunch of stuff. I messed around. Brian probably chipped around with a 58 or 56 for thousands of hours, just messing around when he was little. That's how you learn. You experiment, you try. It's okay to fail. Nobody's going to be perfect. If you watch the top 10 swings on the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour, they're all different. It's okay.
Great advice, no doubt. By the way, NCAA regionals, we have about 4 minutes. I want to get you guys' thoughts on that before we go to the punk of the week.
Eagle Eye. Michigan State is playing. They are at large bid, so they are hosting and they're playing. And if you want to see some great golf, there'll be 6 locations across the country, and that's one of them. And the top 4 teams advance to finals.
Great stuff. Yep. All right, BC, you ready?
You know, these golf course analyzers who made this list, do these guys play golf? I mean, okay, good. I got a plug-in playlist that they gave me. I got to play by this, and then I got to plug in the point values, and then this course is good. Oh, let me throw this golf course in there. I don't think these guys play golf, and I don't think these guys have been around the state of Michigan to have a clue, an absolute zero clue. They just went down a list of the obvious ones. And didn't walk on the golf course, didn't look at the shot values, didn't look at the architecture, and just went, yeah, that's number one. Yeah, that's number two. I would challenge any of those guys to say, you know what? You didn't go in the UP like Marcelo gave us. You didn't look at the best golf course in the state of Michigan. How could Point O' Woods be 19th in the state of Michigan?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a, you know, Robert Trent Jones fan, but he did a pretty damn good job at Point O' Woods. That's a top 5 golf course in the state of Michigan, if I've ever seen one.
We're going to make our own list for next week.
Yeah, I mean, these panelists, what a joke. Those are my punks of the week this week.
BC making friends.
Yep.
Yes, we are a couple weeks away, PGA Championship. I know so many of us grew up. I remember playing his day, John Daly winning that in 91. It was in August. I remember playing his day, that happening. There was a lot of debate. Do we move it from August to May? I like the move personally. I really do. Yeah. I think it was a smart move then. I think it's a smart move now. But Oak Hill East, that's
big
where it's going to be in
boy
a couple weeks.
Golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, they restored it. Andrew Green restored it back to its glory when I think Curtis Strange won there. Tom Kite actually topped a forward in the water in front of number 6. It's now 495 over that creek back to its original glory. They took the lake away from 15 to par 3, restored it to just a simple Donald Ross look. But they lowered the 18th green down a little bit to make it a little bit more playable. It is a big boy, cool, old, and I think that's 1, 2, or 3 in the country, in my opinion.
Sounds like it's right up Kepka's alley.
It's a high cutter's paradise, yeah. No doubt about it. Sean McKeel won there, and yeah. So did the boy. Can't remember.
Is DJ going to show up this week?
You know, they got to be top 100 in the top 100 weeks in the world, and then, you know, they get at-large bids. bids after that, and some, you know, some DP guys, and then some Asian Tour guys, and some guys down under. But that's the best field in golf. And we had our National Club Pro Professional Championship last week. I was out there for Albuquerque. Great. Top 20 club pros are playing. So be an awesome event.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Byron Nelson next week. Of course, we will be here on Mother's Day. We have the 1 hour show, but obviously we always talk up the majors, give it a little extra juice, no doubt about that. Hey, thanks to Blake back at the station. Mike Parsons out here. Jordan, have a blast in Vegas, and well, good luck to Maple Leaf.
Go Leafs, go, baby.
Pleasure for everybody else. I'm Sean Bellegian. Until next week, thanks for watching and listening. Spin on Golf.
Go green.
Go white.